call to order the September 21st meeting of the Sussex County Council. First item is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Baker?
Yes, I have several changes to suggest. First, we do not need approval of the minutes this week. Also, under myself, Delaware Technical and Community College lease proposal, the representative from Dell Tech was unable to come today, so we're going to postpone that till next week. And then under executive session, we do not need personnel or land acquisition.
Okay. Does council have any other changes? I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mr. Moore, reading of correspondence.
Yes, we have one item, and it was from the Rehoboth Cooperative Preschool. Thank you for your donation to Rehoboth Cooperative Preschool. Your donation will ensure that Rehoboth Cooperative Preschool can continue to meet the needs of the community as well as to provide a high-quality education to the youngest of students. And then it goes on and says, thank you very much for your wonderful donation. We truly, truly appreciate your help. Jill Mitchell, director of the Cooperative Preschool.
Are there any other correspondence that council would like to read? Now we'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Baker.
The first item is the election context, and I have a handout for you. The county council, based on a suggestion by President Vance Phillips about 10 years ago, established an election contest for Sussex County students. And the goal of the contest is to encourage interest in politics and the various issues by our students. And if you'd like to continue this practice, then this would be the sixth election that we would have this program, offer this program. Winners would receive scholarship funds for a college when they, which would be held by the county finance director in an escrow account until it's needed. As far as the contest, the way it works is the students would predict the winners for the elections taking place in the county for county council, row offices, U.S. senator, congressional representatives, state representatives, senators, attorney general, state treasurer, and auditor. There would be a limit of one entry per person, and they apply online, and this is a copy of the a draft of the what would be available online. You must be a resident of the county and currently attending school in grades K through 12. Individual scholarships will be held in interest-bearing account by the county finance director and be released to an institution of higher learning upon presentation of proof of admissions, and all entries must be received by 7 a.m. on election day. 2 years ago, we offered a first place $300 scholarship, and then we had five runner-ups with $200 scholarships. And winners are determined by the most number of elections that they correctly predict. In the event of a tie, each entrant's predictions for the total number of Sussex County votes collected by the winning U.S. Senate candidate would be used to determine the final rankings. And that's pretty much consistent with how we've done it before. How we funded the program in the past, each council person, 2 years ago, each council person contributed $220 out of their community improvement account, and the county attorney contributed $200.
Did you see that in the fine print, Mr.
Moore? I sure did.
I appreciate you recognizing me, but this has kind of become a tradition. I don't need to take any more credit for it. I would maybe want to suggest, unless the council thinks it's unwise, for whatever reason, I remember the council the last time was pushing to increase the prizes. Traditionally, it's been $100 for the five and $200 for the first place. I mean, this isn't really about the money, and in light of our tight economic times, I don't think our participation would be hurt if we kind of went back to the levels that it were before.
Okay.
Does council have any problem with that? If you even want to do it, that is.
No, I agree with that.
How many have we had participate? Did I miss that?
You remember Mr. Guy? It was...
I have to pull a release if you give me a minute, but I think it was somewhere on the order of about 500 in the 08 cycle. You give me just a minute, I'll take a look.
500 participants?
I believe so.
And is all the software and all the programming in place? Is not going to require any additional staff efforts?
No.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be a total of, what, $700?
Yeah, I guess $100 from each council person. And
$200 an attorney.
We'll stick an attorney for $200.
I like that. We could raise that.
Yeah.
I bet someone from the attorney. Is he going to vote on this?
No, unfortunately.
That's not exactly fair.
If council doesn't have any concerns, I guess I'd entertain a motion to approve the administrator's recommendation.
So moving.
Second.
And is that motion okay to go back to the original
$100? Yeah, $100 for the next five, yeah.
Is that okay, Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
More than 500.
What's that?
More than 500.
Oh, good.
On the last cycle.
All right. And when will they be able to start participating? Do we have any idea when this will be up and running?
Today.
Today?
We'll have I was really waiting on the dollar amounts to plug in that value and all the web structure's already been done by information technology and the content's there. It's just a matter of making it go live.
Great. Thank you. Make it go live. Mr. Baker?
Okay. Thank you. The next item is the administrator's report. And the first item, community data. Attached is a copy of information available on the county's website regarding the county. This information is updated monthly by Ms. Julie Wheatley, the county's economic development director. Our goal is to provide up-to-date information, especially for businesses that may be interested in expanding or establishing a new business in the county. And there's quite a bit of information there, population and workforce information, property taxes, and so on, that she keeps up to date. Airport Advisory Committee meeting. Attached is a copy of the agenda for the Airport Advisory Committee meeting, which will be held at the EOC at 7 p.m. on tomorrow, September 22nd. The committee will continue to review proposed rules and regulations. Fire and ambulance dispatch statistics. As per the attached statistics, 73,424 calls were received at the 911 center by our dispatchers from January 1st to August 31st, 2010. 71% of the calls during that time period were received from cell phones versus 66% in 2009 and 62% in 2008. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to Nassau Grove LLC Phase 2. Projects located southwest intersection of Route 1 and Road 265 in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sewer District, consisting of 42 units. Included is a fact sheet. And finally, Sussex County property taxes. This is a reminder. Attached is a press release regarding the county property taxes that are due September 30. We encourage all property owners to pay their property taxes by September 30, online, by mail, or in person. Payments received after September 30 are subject to a 1.5% per month penalty. We encourage property owners with any questions to call 855-7760 as soon as possible. Thank you.
Anything else for Mr. Baker? Ms. Webb?
Thank you. In your packet this week, you received a report from me, which is the unaudited financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2010, and I'll be going over that. And what this is going to do is give us a peek at our financial position right now at June 30. This is unaudited. The auditors will be in a matter of weeks, but with Gina's department and the help of Gina, we know where these numbers stand after we do our audit adjustments. So starting at this report, I'll hit the highlights of the revenues and expenses. This is just the general fund, and it's for the 12 months ending June 30. We have the year-to-date actual, the budget numbers, and the percentage over or under budget. As you can see, realty transfer tax, pretty much right on target with our budget, a little bit over. although I do have some 2009 numbers just to compare real quick with you how it came out, comparing the actual 2010 to 2009. Really, transfer tax is down 3.5% from last year, although our budget's down and we're hitting it right on the budget pretty much. Under the services, fire service fee, 1.47, building permit, 1.85, and buildings inspections, 8.66, very close to the budget. Private road inspections and private road review fees just did not come up to mark. It's that's very hard to predict in a time when you have the slow economic downturn in real estate, as we've seen. Mobile home placement tax, we were off about 3%. Moving down to constitutional offices, clerk of the peace, off about 8%, register of wills, 9%, and the sheriff was up 47%. Sheriff's revenue over last year was greater by 17%, which is another note to the economy and the amount of foreclosure business that they are doing. You'll see the amount of revenue that we took in for the sheriff's department at $2.9 million. And then under miscellaneous, the other big item is the interest earnings just are not there as the banks are tight. It was off 26% compared to the budget, and that number is down 56% compared to last year. So moving down to total revenues, we are up just a bit, 2.6% over what we budgeted. So I feel our targets are pretty good. You know, we're realistic. We've gone in throughout the year with numbers, and we keep an eye on it to see where our position is. On the expense side, I could go down each and every one of them, but I won't. It would be very time-consuming. You can see at the bottom 1.37%, which is an increase, a small increase, and that's mostly due to the increase of our health insurance. At the year end, we look at our actual claims and our actual health costs, and we compare it to what we've budgeted, and we had a little more expense than what we anticipated through the budget process. Some of the larger departments that you see bigger sways, for instance, like the building code department, is basically a savings in the salaries and fringe benefits, and then the other contractual services, like when we got rid of the or we finished with the First State. Retirement distributions are up, and we had a reason for this is I don't know if you remember, we had an extra contribution that went in there, which we record as an expense when the collateralized mortgage obligation program was over. Dave had brought it into council probably about in February, where we received an extra $350,000 going into the program. Community development is up 12%, and that's basically their health insurance, and we've had many new programs in that department, so we've had some extra legal expenses due to starting up the NSP program and a variety of things with the moderately priced housing program. So overall, all in all, up 1.37%. And when you net the revenues with the expenses, you get an excess of revenues over expenditures of $613,000, which we estimate to finish our fiscal year 2010 at. In December for the six, I'm sorry.
What on contingencies? I see no money. Could you explain
that? Just the budget.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. It's a budget item and not an actual item.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is that's the budget. We budget for contingencies, mm-hmm. and as we use them, we pull it from contingencies into whatever department needs the contingency, but it's not an actual dollar amount like an expense. We have a contingency budget, of course. It just covers anything that's unanticipated throughout the year.
And so we did not pull anything from that contingency fund?
Yes, we did.
$22,000.
Okay. In June 2009, we came in the finance department with excess, it looked like $118,000. And in March, for the 9 month ended, it was $143,000. So by doing this quarterly, it is a good exercise in showing where our position is. At year end, we have a lot more accruals for the accounting. That's reason why this is up a little bit more. And also that I think in May and June, the revenue was up, had a little bit of an uptick. The next page is the capital projects, and I just want to briefly go over this with you. What you'll see is the expenditures, and this is a good way to look at what we spent our big dollars on in projects. We had total capital improvement expenditures of $3.7 million, and all these items that are in capital projects have come through to you in some form or another at a council, usually with a contract, and have all been budgeted. But this is what we actually spent this year. Sometimes the timing's a little bit off between when we budget an item and when we actually spend it. So for the airport projects, the biggest $2 million were spent, and that was on the 1028 rehabilitation, the perimeter fence, the fiber optics works, and buying some clear zone property. The building improvements of $800,000 was the roofing that we did, and the UPS project at the EOC Center. Property acquisition of $254,000 was basically the Medic building. Parking lot improvements and the Nanticoke River dredging project. That's where these bigger things are accounted for in this fund, the capital projects.
So our yearly budget is what? How much should we? 47 or going to be 47 million?
46.
46 million?
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at possibly right now a surplus a little over half a million?
Yes, 613.
A budget of that size doesn't seem.
Well, remember last year.
Doesn't seem like a lot for a budget of that size. So, we still have to be very cautious, I think.
Very. And we have been, as estimated.
Right, right. I just think we've been on the right track and we need to continue.
Absolutely.
Caution. The dog, back to the dog thing, where we dog licensing on that first page?
Mm-hmm.
It's 100%. I mean, is that something that...
We hadn't budget... At the time of the budget for this year, we hadn't finalized that right. dog contract.
But doesn't that make that 2.69 at the bottom? I mean, that helps that number, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if we didn't have that dog licensing or something, I mean...
We have expenses that relate to that. Okay. I mean, there's, we have a $700,000 plus... contract,
right.
And this is the fees, and we, I believe, in through this fiscal year, I'm not so sure if it came through June 30th, we got the chunk from the state, which represented the people that paid multi-year, came in one lump sum, but it might be for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This land rent here says, where it says rent, land rent, $2,125. Is that... How far back does that go? Is that back to 209? Just for 1 year, right?
That's just 1 year. And that's miscellaneous land in the general fund. I check my memory. Do we rent some part of the 113?
We do. Farmers use.
Farmers, yeah, I know it's farmers.
We do lease some of the property that we have that we're not using.
Right.
For, around the airport and over on 113.
Right.
To farmers, and I believe that is in that line item.
Yeah, I think
we also leased out the Inland Bays too.
Right, and that would be in the
sewer
project.
That's in our sewer district.
That would be
in
the sewer district.
That's separate.
Okay.
Yeah, that would not be. This is just general fund, and then the capital improvements.
We had taken a vote, I believe, a couple months ago, indicating that if there were monies left over, we would revisit some of the cuts that we made. I believe one of those was the fire service.
Yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Baker.
Yes. I have, as Mr. Phillips noted, the county council did discuss possibly expending some additional funds to restore some budget cuts and other items if we did receive a positive financial report And as was noted, the financial report, the auditors aren't in yet, so it is unaudited, and there may be some changes as a result of the audit. But I believe our staff feels pretty comfortable with it at this point. We have a listing here of some possibilities for your consideration as a result of this positive financial report. And for the first item listed here is local law enforcement town grants to restore an additional $2,500 to those grants. The current budget is $20,000 per town with local law enforcement. This would raise that to $22,500, which would still be below the $25,000 from fiscal year 2009. Fires, that would cost us about $52,500. Fire service grants to restore to 100% of the fiscal 2009 level, that would mean a 4% increase. Again, that would bring the fire service grant, it's not the enhancement fee because that is based on whatever we collect, but on the grant line items up to the amount that we had budgeted and expended in fiscal 2009, and that would cost $91,854. The county capitation tax, to suspend that for 1 year, which would actually be next budget year because our tax bills have already been sent out, with no reduction in the funding for local libraries, that would help our taxpayers, and that would the cost of that is $250,000. And then finally, employee recognition for successful budget reduction efforts at $200,000. And all these add up. These are some options for the council to consider. All these add up to about $594,354.
Why don't we have a conversation now? I mean, when you look at only $600,000 at this point, I mean, this is nice, but it may not be the time to do it just yet. I mean, we are positive, but are we positive enough? It may look reckless if we get this little bit of positive report, and all of a sudden we're spending the money. So I don't think that would be prudent, and I'd be a little concerned that we look that frivolous with our money, and especially in these dire times. So I remember what we said, but is this positive enough to move forward at this point? I think it's a good report, but I'd like to see another one and see if we continue, because we could be going into a cold, hard winter. We just don't know. So I don't know if I feel comfortable enough to say that this positive report is positive enough. So I don't know. I'd like to have a conversation on that to see where that goes. So
I would. There's four things on here, so with your use of words, tell me which of these fours is frivolous.
No, I didn't say any of them are frivolous.
You did say frivolous. That was a word you used.
No, I said we may appear to look frivolous with our money when we only have such a small surplus. I didn't say any of these are frivolous.
What would appear to look frivolous to anybody?
I didn't say any of them are.
Law enforcement, fire service, county employees, and the taxpayers.
No, that was not the question. The question is, should we do this now? Or should we wait and see if we have another positive report? You get one positive report and we start spending money, that's what looks frivolous. Not that these items are frivolous or not.
Well, we have gotten a positive report. We got a positive report at the end of June. Now we've got another one now.
What percentage
is...
Well, let me ask you this. What percentage is $600,000 of our total budget? I mean, before we start...
Well, we're not voting on this today.
Well, I don't know.
These changes
I don't
today?
Know. I don't know.
Mr. Baker...
I'm just trying to raise an issue of financial responsibility, and I just think we ought to... We've done such a good job here.
With respect to Mr. Cole's concern, is this something that we could approve today contingent upon the audit report, or at least the auditors giving you assurances that we're going to meet the targets that our finance department has indicated?
Yes. Our auditors... have done very preliminary, just small amounts of work at this point, and they're very well. There could be some changes. We don't know for sure till they get in here and perform the audit. However, I have double-checked with Mrs. Webb and Mrs. Jennings, and they feel comfortable that, they're not aware of any
it's unlikely.
Any other changes at this point, but they're very, you know, they're very well.
So we may end up the year with just the same amount of money as what I'm looking at. And that is only 1.3% of a surplus. I don't know of anybody who would recommend taking, when you have a surplus of 1.3%, Mike. I'm not, this has got nothing to do with these issues. I'm just talking about looking at the way we spend our money and the appearance of it. And I don't think when we only have a 1.3% surplus that we ought to be doing it now.
Mr. Baker, let me ask the question. Are our reserves healthy?
Yes.
If we were to have a downturn next year, would it put us in a position where we may have to raise taxes or do extreme things to meet our budget, or do we have reserves that could cover just about any contingency?
I feel at this point we have sufficient reserves. I mean, obviously there's always out there the possibility of the state making changes to our funding you know, mechanisms. But at this point in time, and since all three counties have the same issues, you know, it's all three, it would affect all three counties. But at this point in time, I feel we have sufficient reserves.
Okay. I guess I don't view government as a business like some people do that should earn a profit. I think the goal of government is to provide the services and actually break even. So in light of the fact that we ask all of these folks in essence to sacrifice to meet our budget target last year, it almost seems prudent to return the excess in a manner. And personally, I think you've done a good job here in trying to cover all the bases. Ms. Deaver, have you any thoughts?
Well, I would want to wait certainly for the audit report before approving this. And I see nothing wrong with these grants. I see nothing wrong with the capitation tax rescission. I have no problem with it.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm sort of on the road there with Mrs. Deaver. I thought maybe we could give some of these today if we can't. Like the fire company, I've talked to some people in the fire company. There's some of them said, I don't know if all fire companies, but a couple of fire companies I've talked to have not, their finances are struggling. And so I would definitely be in favor of trying to help the fire companies. You know, it's only a small part of this, what we're proposing here. I don't know how much more we can do or what we can do, but at least I don't really see if we got the money and we can do it. Maybe we could trim a little bit off on the top one there a little bit or somewhere and come down the second one there. And then certainly our employees are certainly worth what they're getting paid. So,
well,
the struggle.
Mr. Vincent, well, I think, too, in looking at this list, the biggest one on there, the suspending capitation tax for 1 year, that money would not even be spent until next year's budget, because capitation tax are being paid this year.
Yes.
But we certainly got I can't believe our finance people are off $250,000 in their figures. So, I mean, I think we're going to end up with this money surplus. But my point is, if something were to change, it's not going to change that drastically. You could always revisit that if we had to. I mean, that's.
Well, maybe, Mr. Baker, if you have a motion, you could put it on the table and we'll just see if there's the will to move forward with it at this time.
Okay.
Before we go any further, when is the audit going to be due?
My understanding is
this audit up and that we ought to wait or something, sure. Or contingent on. I mean, there are different ways we're looking at this thing. So when is the audit?
It's actually, because we get the CAFR award, it's actually due December 31st. It has to be completed, wrapped up, and into the agency. Mm-hmm. They're usually out of here right around Thanksgiving. Now, we try to get them in as early as we can. The accounting department is prepared, and then it's up on to their timing, and it's a good 6 to 8 weeks that they're here doing their actual work. So we do have that 6 months, and I realize that is 6 months from the end of the fiscal year, and it's hard sometimes to make decisions. So typically, beginning of January, after the report gets in the mail is when we to bring the formal report to council.
And what, if, one more question, if you don't mind.
Mr. Cole?
We've had surpluses in previous budgets, correct?
Yes.
And what percentage have they been averaging, pretty much, when we have a,
well,
a surplus like last year? What was our surplus last year?
Last year was a deficit.
Okay, what was a surplus? When we've had surpluses, what have they been?
Well, you remember the years that we had very large in 03,
right,
4,
right.
5, 6, and 7. I have a schedule on it.
I mean, are they 5%, 10%? We've been easily, right?
Of the budget?
Right. It, all I can say is if we start divvying into this list, which is a valid list, and we knock into that 600,000, which is almost what we have at the bottom here, the total, and we're only at 1.3%, we'll be at 1% surplus, you know, or could be less. So, I mean, it just sounds to me a fragile situation to be in, especially in the atmosphere that we're living in. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do it. We ought to, I think the local towns still have a funding source. They have a tax base that they're working off of. And it's not like they're going to go, you know, belly up here in the next couple of weeks if we don't give them 52,000. And I think the fire services, all the fire services have funding mechanisms. And many of them have money in the bank, surpluses like we have. County capitation and employees, that's they're looking to us for that. So, again, I'm just a little concerned about the state of the economy and this amount of money and that we're starting to give it away. We don't look like I don't think we look like we're being responsive. So we're responsible. So I just caution you all. Just you know, moving forward, or maybe we ought to wait for the audit. If it sounds like the audit's going to be around the first of the year, I don't know where we can't wait till we see what the audit and see what it get a better maybe grip. And
I appreciate your comments, Mr. Cole.
I'm done.
Thank you. Mr. Baker, why don't you read this? It may not go anywhere, but there's only one way to find out.
Okay. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves an increase in local law enforcement town grants by $2,500 each, increase grants to the fire service by $91,854, suspend the county capitation tax for 1 year for fiscal 2012, and to provide $200,000 for employee recognition for successful budget reduction efforts.
And could you make that contingent upon the audit confirmation?
Okay, contingent upon the
county administrator's approval.
County administrator's approval of the audit.
Okay.
And those figures should be in as early as what?
Thanksgiving, I believe.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Firm figures. It might not have the report, but
Clarify.
I should say blessed figures.
I'll make that motion.
Just clarify what the administrator's going to do now.
What happens is, basically, the auditors come in next month. I think they're scheduled to come in next month, and then they do their work, and by near the end of November, we have, I mean, there's communications back and forth regularly. We have a pretty good idea of whatever concerns, if they have any concerns that they have,
okay. And
we would know, you know, whether basically December is a time to put the final touches on the report and put it in the final format.
My question would be, David, if we're still looking at
the audit,
at the end of the audit report and everything comes in, and we're still at 1.3% surplus, then you say that's okay, and then we approve, then these are approved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, still, that's my question.
Motion,
is 1.3 enough? So I don't.
That
okay.
is the motion.
Right.
And I have that motion by Mr. Vincent. Is there a second?
Yes, I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to approve the financial report response option as presented by the county administrator, with the county administrator having the final authority to approve the distribution of this money based on the audit report indicating the money is available. If it comes below this $594,000 and change, the administrator, it's understood, would come back to council for further discussion.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
So, I mean, the motion is to spend the $594,000 out of this $600 and some thousand.
That's correct.
Assuming the audit.
Lord, boys and girls. Okay.
All right. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Pressure's on you, Sammy.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'm going to have to vote no, because I feel that we have had such a good reputation of managing money and being just fiscally responsible with the way we do the budget here in Sussex County, and it's something I've always been very proud of. I can't be proud of this moment because we've just shown a $600-some-thousand surplus, and we've sat here today and authorized spending $594,000, which is almost $600,000. So we may end up without a surplus, and there's no need to be putting ourselves in that kind of position because there is no critical need to the towns, to the fire service, to the county capitation, to the employee recognition at this point. And I think it's just inappropriate. So I'll have to vote no.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Unlike some, I don't believe the money is the government's. I believe it's the people's. And when there is an excess, it should be returned to the people. I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb.
Thank you.
And Ms. Jennings.
Thank you all. And thank you to the employees for their dedicated service to this county. They are the ones who allowed this to happen. The budget committee, there was actually a 16% reduction in our budget last year. Our employees are down 10%, and it's to our personnel department's credit that no one was laid off, but rather the early retirement option and the cross-training and the reduction in employees through attrition. So everyone did a great job. I'm glad that we can at least show our appreciation through this effort.
You're here.
Mr. Godwin.
Yeah. Yeah, I got one other question. From now on, David, if you put on here review of such and such, it put in there discussion and possible vote, because anybody reading this would have had no idea that there would have been a vote taken today on that issue.
Sure.
Right, thank you.
Mr. President, members of council, I have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning, and that would be